I have taught her. So she is an associate professor in the School of Child and Youth Care at Ryerson University. Is that right?
That's right.
And in Toronto, Canada, and visiting professor at the Children's Institute at the University of Cape Town until mid-December. She has dedicated herself to children's rights since 1996 and really enjoys teaching and researching different areas of these rights, especially participation, protection, and monitoring, which tries to evaluate how rights are respected or not. So, is there anything in the intro I forgot to add?
That we have my three lovely children with us here.
Oh,
my
yes.
My children are with me today. Nicholas, who's just turned 11 in October, Nathaniel, who's 13, and Patrick, who's 8.
And why are specifically children's rights so important to you?
Well, that's a really good question. I have been working on the area of children's rights for 22 years, which is a really long time these days. And for me, when I was growing up, I always knew that I wanted to serve people. And for me, I was always particularly interested in the situation of young people because I had noticed that they were treated differently than other people in society. And when I learned about this framework of human rights, I became very excited because it really was like a light that went off in my head that we could have a framework that helped us understand how to respect people. And then I learned about children's rights, and I've been hooked ever since.
How do you evaluate whether rights are being respected?
Another great question, Yusra. And it's tricky. It depends on the context. So the question of how a right is respected may mean a different thing, whether you're, for instance, on an Indigenous reserve in some country, or you're here in Cape Town. And essentially, it's important, most important in my view, to get the young person's perspective in the matter. And if there's more than one person who is interested and concerned to participate in helping you understand and assess the right, that's really important. And then you can also have really valuable conversations with people who care for them. So whether it's teachers or people such as yourself in the media, what are your opinions about how a particular right or a bunch of rights are doing? That's also important.
So what is the School of Child and Youth Care?
So the School of Child and Youth Care is based, it's a professional program at the university level where I'm at, but there's also the possibility of doing it at college level as well. And it trains students who are interested in post-secondary education to become professionals who can work with young people. And so they get trained in a range of disciplines. So for instance, children's rights and psychology and understanding of child development, among other things. And child and youth care workers, as they are known, or also here in South Africa, child care workers. And there's trainings that happen here through the National Association of Child Care Workers as well. And they're all dedicated to working with young people and helping them realize what they want in life.
So some of our listeners here in the hospital are younger kids. So how would you explain rights to a younger child?
That is a really great question as well. And in fact, that's something I talk about with both young people and adults, because a lot of adults don't know what rights are as well. And it often stumps them. And so I actually often, when I teach, I ask people, how do you understand a right? And for me, it's very important not to dwell on the fact that it's part of international human rights law, because that makes it feel separated and distant from the rest, all of us here in society. But what it means is it has legal foundations, but it has what it's essentially about is helping that every person should have certain requirements for life. and in order to have their potential realized, but also to be respected in life. And so in some ways you can say that it's what's due to them by virtue of being a human being. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you are visiting professor at the Children's Institute, and how did that come about?
Well, I am engaged with a colleague who is at the Children's Institute. Her name is Lucy Jameson, and she and I, along with colleagues in different countries, including other colleagues in Canada, but also in Brazil and China, we are all working on a project that concerns children's rights, and specifically how children's participation relates to their protection, and how can we assess and support that relationship, make it meaningful. And so when I came up to have the opportunity for a sabbatical for my husband and me, we were very interested in not only spending time here in this wonderful country and meeting its wonderful people, but we also wanted to, it was very important to us to share this part of the world with our three boys who are here with us in studio today. So, and it's been a remarkable, very rewarding experience for all of us. We're very happy to be here and sad at the prospect of having to leave, eh, guys? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how has your time in Cape Town been?
It's been fantastic. It really, really has. For me, without a doubt, the highlight is always getting to meet and speak with people who live here. I find that, in general, South African people are just so beautiful. And I really enjoy the opportunity of learning from South Africans, and also in relation, not only in terms of their life and society and culture and history and more of it, but also learning about children's rights. And so for me, that's really important. And of course, it's an absolutely beautiful place if we get outside and get on the mountain or in the Kirstenbosch. We really, the boys and all of us, really enjoy the wildlife and nature as well.
What do you think of Artix Radio, a radio station by and for children?
I think it's a fantastic initiative, and I was just learning a little bit more about it from dear Gabriel, and I think it is so important for young people to have opportunities to work on things that they are concerned about, that interest them, and that they can share their work with others. And the fact that you have this radio station that not only engages young people who are here in the hospital, but friends and colleagues and others, it's really, really important and offers great training opportunities. But also, I think it's just important for you to be able to do things like that, I imagine. And so that's why it was so important for me to bring my voice, so that they can see all the fantastic work you're all doing here.
How can we as children contribute to the work you're doing with regards of evaluating rights?
Oh, wow. Well, in fact, media has a really important role to play. And if you're interested, what we can do is keep in touch after today. And once we are in the process of working out doing what's called data analysis, which is to take all the information we've gathered from people, both younger and older, and try to organize it in a meaningful way. And then we're going to be sharing those results with people. And it would be fantastic if you were interested in sharing some of those results with your listeners, and also exploring the issues that it raises. And there'll be a whole range of issues that it will raise in terms of how do we understand protection in the South African context. How do we understand children's participation? And what we've discovered in this research so far is quite often they're considered separately. And what we're trying to do is help people understand that there's an important relationship between the two, that you can't protect young people without knowing what's important to them and what they see as risks, or what are their harms, or what do they need to support their engagement and protection in society, and vice versa. So we could absolutely find ways of engaging, I'm sure my colleague here in Cape Town would be interested in coming in studio, and if you're willing, you can even do some virtual communications for any future programming if you'd like. But certainly I'd love to stay in touch. That'd be great.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay.
And any last words?
Thank you so much for the opportunity to meet with you and to speak with you and to communicate with your listeners. And I hope that we can continue to communicate in the future. And please keep up the wonderful work that you're doing here.
Definitely. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come chat to us this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Uzra.